Hi everyone, I'm Joanna Penn from thecreativepen.com and this is CJ Lyons, paediatric ER doctor turned best-selling thriller and suspense author. Welcome, CJ.
Thank you, Joanna. It's very nice to be here.
Great to have you here. So you started with medical thrillers and then you moved into some other subgenres. So I'm interested if you could tell us a bit more about how you started your writing career and how has it changed over time?
Well, actually, the very first two books I sold were romantic thrillers. And I was published originally, or got my original publishing contract through finaling in the Romance Writers of America's contest, The Golden Heart. But unfortunately, because of a variety of reasons that I had no control over, those books never actually made it to the book stands. So I was then contacted by Berkeley, one of my current publishers, and asked to create a medical thriller series, but to make it cross-genre. They wanted it really to appeal to women and be a mix of women's fiction and medical thrillers. And that was perfect for me because in my books, it's all about the people and the relationships and not so much about the crime. But I didn't want to be pigeonholed as only a doctor writing medical things. So I branched out and a couple of my mainstream thrillers, we actually had published, well, we had editors interested. But when they got to the acquisition committees, we had a hard time selling them to U.S. publishers. Although the European publishers really like them. So it was a real quandary what to do with them. And with the new avenues open up for authors, I actually went ahead and published them myself as an independent author on Kindle and Barnes & Noble and Smashwords.
Mm. No, that's fantastic. So you're mixing traditional publishing and independent publishing now.
Yes, and it's worked out quite nicely because my new publishing contract is to work with Erin Brockovich, the environmental activist, who's quite active in Australia right now. In fact, she might even still be in Brisbane right now. I'm not sure. She's hard to keep up with. And those have no medicine in them. So that was quite a challenge for me because I had to research a lot of environmental things, but it was fun. I always love a new challenge. I don't want to ever get pigeonholed where I'm writing the same kind of book over and over.
Yeah. Now, I have several other questions on that. So first of all, what is it like to collaborate with someone who is, you know, famous? like Erin, I think a lot of people have heard of Erin Brockovich because of the film, how was that to work with her? Did you do most of the writing or is it a real collaboration?
Well, she's wonderful. I mean, first of all, it was just so, I can't even find the words, awesome and thrilling to be invited to work with her because she's always been kind of a hero of mine ever since the movie came out. She says all those things that we wish we could say. And she really is like that in real life, just like she is in the movie. Working with her was great. The only drawback was with her travel schedule, with her speaking engagements and all the work she takes on. Oh my goodness. We have yet to meet in person. Thank God for the internet and for cell phones. Most of our conversations are while she's driving from, you know, the airport to her next speaking engagement or things like that. She's really hard to, you know, pin down because everyone thinks that I'm someone that accomplishes a lot with my time. I'm a sluggard compared to Erin. I mean, she's amazing.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest challenge to overcome. But once we figured out how to do that, everything else kind of flowed.
Mm. And how did you actually get the opportunity to write with her? Is that something your publisher asked you to do or something you found yourself?
Her publisher actually came to me and Erin and I talked to see if we would kind of, you know, how our personalities and everything would mix together. And it actually worked out quite wonderful. It turned out she really liked how I write very strong women, main characters, protagonists, but they're also flawed. They're not superheroes. And we also have this shared ideology and philosophy that I discovered after 17 years of watching people in the ER and practicing pediatrics, and she has developed on her own, that people really can become their own heroes. Mm-hmm. And we think that these books are hopefully going to empower and inspire people that heroes are born every day. you can't just sit around waiting for Superman to come and rescue you. You have to take action on your own. Mm-hmm. And so once we figured that out, everything else just fell into place.
That's fantastic. So let's also talk about how you've woven your life interests into your books, because I read Snakeskin, which is a totally different type of book again. And, you know, you've got your ER stuff. How have you done that with your life and your books?
Well, you have to be passionate about a project before you're going to invest so much time and effort into to writing it, because at least when I write, I really feel like I sink into that world and into that character. And Snakeskin's one of those books that we could not find a home for here in the United States, but in Europe, they love it. I mean, they snap that book up so fast. And I think the problem is it's very much a thriller, and yet it's all about how a woman juggles her family and her career. It just so happens that the main character's career is being an FBI agent doing a job that no one else wants to do, working crimes against kids, which is a really, really awful part of law enforcement. But during my years as a pediatrician, because I'm a woman, a lot of my male counterparts always gave me the abuse cases. So I took care of the rapes and the sexual assaults and the child homicides and the physical assaults, because they thought somehow women could do that better than, or I think it was really they didn't want to do it and I was willing to do it. And so I kept thinking, well, if you are an FBI agent and you really want to help kids, but you have your own child, how do you do that? How do you turn it off every night when you go home? And I stayed a couple days with an FBI agent who was teaching at Quantico. And then I interviewed several other FBI agents who worked crimes against children. And I was just amazed at how dedicated these professionals are. And I wanted to bring that to life in a way that hadn't been done before. But I think in a way it was too much out of the box for the U.S. publishers. But that book has gotten some great reviews from the Kindle readers, so I'm guessing that it really is hitting a chord with the readers.
Yeah, it's a great book. Now, I'm also interested in how you generally use your same name, don't you, with these different books?
All of the books I've published so far under the pen name CJ Lyons. It is a pen name because as a pediatrician and my books are rated R, I did not want any of my patients picking up a book thinking, you know, oh, my doctor wrote it, I can read this. So my nurses actually developed the pen name for me.
Yeah, but it's still the same name in, environmental stuff, medical stuff, crime stuff. How does that work with the publisher?
I call them Thrillers with Heart is kind of the brand that I'm establishing for CJ Lyons. In other words, these are very, very fast-paced, lots of action, just like any other thriller, but they're about the relationships. The heart of each story is about the family or the relationships that are evolving between a man and a woman. So I think in that way, I have created an umbrella or a brand that kind of encompasses all of my writing. I am toying with the idea of maybe going more mainstream action thriller. And if I do, I might use a different pen name for that. But for now, you know, I'm trying to keep my readers happy. So any books I have that would fit under the CJ Lyons umbrella that my readers would enjoy, I'll publish under that pen name.
Fantastic. And I also wanted to ask you about using initials, because I'm having this discussion with people. You know, do women thriller writers use initials because men won't buy their books otherwise? What do you think?
Actually, I do think that is a reason why a lot of women use their initials. And I think it makes sense. Because most women, when they look at an author's name, they really don't care if it's a man or a woman, unless maybe it's a pure romance or erotic type novel. They might think twice if it's a man's name. But most men, they will think twice. And, you know, they will shy away if it looks too much like a quote-unquote girl's book. Hopefully Kindle is breaking down those barriers, though, because no one can see your book cover when you're reading a book on it. So, you know, guys can be out there reading anything they want and no one will judge them. So that might be changing in the future. But I liked CJ Lyons. Like I said, my nurses made up the name for me. And I don't even know what the C and the J stand for. They never told me. So people ask me that all the time. I'm like, whatever you want it to stand for. And the Lions came from the Penn State Nittany Lions, which is the football team where my hometown is. So, you know, I'm kind of emotionally attached to CJ Lyons. But I do think that a lot of women writers do purposely take on a masculine-sounding name or a name that could go either way because of that fear of estranging the male readers. I've been quite lucky, despite the fact that, you know, if you look at my cover art on my medical thrillers, very much targeted towards college-age women, but about a third of my fan mail comes from guys. And they're usually guys in the military or law enforcement, paramedics, you know, or other doctors. And they like my work because it really rings true. There's a lot of veracity to the type of emotional impact that these events have on, you know, people in real life ER situations or, you know, real life like car crashes or, you know, on scene runs for paramedics and things like that. So I'm kind of lucky that you know, even though the book covers are attracting or designed to attract a female audience, the guys haven't totally shied away from my books.
No, brilliant. And I wanted to also ask you, you know, you're a best-selling author, you've got a deal with, you know, famous people, you've got books everywhere, and yet you've got a blog, you know, and you're blogging, you're on Twitter, you're doing the whole Facebook thing. What are your sort of comments on that? You know, it's not just for newbies, is it? It seems to be everywhere now.
Well, I actually very, very much consider myself not a marketer. I rarely Twitter. Now that I have the blog, I will occasionally Twitter a blog post or if a review comes in. But I find it overwhelming to try to handle a conversation with all those people going on at once. It's kind of like standing in the ocean and being hit by waves. And the Facebook, I do, but I mainly do it through my email so that, to me, I can handle it a little bit easier. I guess I'm at heart, I'm a hermit, and it's, again, very overwhelming for me. I started the blog just a few months ago, and I basically began it because I realized, as an author, I am CEO of me incorporated. I mean, there's no one else that I can pass the buck to if I make the wrong decision or I don't build my platform or market myself appropriately. It's, you know, really all on me. You can't rely on a publisher to do that for you, and it's not the job of an agent or a publicist. So I had collected all of these resources on business, you know, how to market, how to write a sales letter, which I've actually incorporated a lot of that into my monthly newsletters and revamped how I did them. How to set up a web page so it entices people. You know, things like that we're not taught as authors. And these all came from mainstream business blogs. And I realized I couldn't keep track of it. You know, on my computer, it would take me forever. I knew I read an article and it had a great idea on how to do something, but I couldn't find it. And I realized on a blog with the tags and the categories, I could start posting that stuff. And not only could I find it, but I could share it with other authors, and it was a way to give something back. So if you read the blog, there's really very little about me or my books on there. It's more about sharing information and resources with other writers.
No, and it's great. I went and had a look, and I think it's a great start. What you've done, it's...
You've done it! I actually had you on it a couple times. You're going to have to come write a guest post for me.
Fantastic. Okay, right. Well, we're pretty much out of time. So where can people find you and your books online?
The best place to look is on my website, which is www.cjlyons.net. And you can find my books pretty much anywhere. The Erin Brockovich book is coming out in hardcover, so that'll be available in all the bookstores March 1st, next Tuesday. And I have to plug it. It's also available as an ebook and audiobook. So that's
Fantastic.
Where you can find it.
Well, thanks ever so much for your time, CJ. That was great.
Okay, thank you, Joanne. It was wonderful to chat with you.